Mexico, China, North Korea, Iran, Yemen, all places that the next president of the United States will have to deal with. There has not been that much talk so far on the Democratic campaign trail about foreign policy, not too dissimilar from previous election cycles, but things could change tonight. 10 presidential hopefuls are facing off in a debate in Houston. The World's Sarah Birnbaum looks at one key area where the Democratic candidates align: military intervention.
Before we talk about this Democratic primary, let's talk about last Democratic primary. I know it feels like a long time ago, but I'm going to take you back. ISIS was in control of big swaths of Iraq and Syria, and Hillary Clinton, who was running for president, gave a speech in 2015 at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.
Baghdad needs to accept arming Sunni and Kurdish forces in the war against ISIS. But if Baghdad won't do that, the coalition should do so directly.
In this speech, she called for more U.S. intervention, for a no-fly zone, and for arming rebels.
We should retool and ramp up our efforts to support and equip viable Syrian opposition units.
It's hard to imagine a Democratic presidential candidate saying something like this today. Dan Dresner, a foreign policy analyst at Tufts Fletcher School, thinks the shift in the party and in the electorate has a lot to do with the forever wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
There's two things going on. The first is a sober policy recognition that neither of these military interventions have paid off in any way what we thought they would do. And so they are net minuses in terms of advancing America's security interests. But there is also just the gut level emotional, we are sick of constantly intervening everywhere.
And the candidates have gotten the message. This video was compiled by the New York Times.
Would there be American troops in Afghanistan at the end of your first term?
No.
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 There would not.
There would not. I suspect not.
You get the picture. Not every Democratic candidate supports a full withdrawal by 2024, but they all want to get the troops out of Afghanistan. And so does Donald Trump, by the way. They all want to end U.S. involvement in Yemen, and most support decreased military spending. It's safe to say that as a group, they're less hawkish than Hillary Clinton and even Barack Obama. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't shades of gray, says Dan Dresner.
I think you can argue there are two sort of lanes.
He says one lane is personified by Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. They're more dovish on foreign military intervention.
They're suspicious about it. You know, they feel that it essentially these are resources that could be better spent on a stronger social safety net.
We must refocus our security policies by reining in unsustainable and ill-advised military commitments and adapt our strategies overseas for the new challenges we see in this
country. Our job is to make sure that we commit more resources to taking care of people than we do on weapons designed to kill them.
Then you've got candidates like Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden, who I think are perhaps a little less dovish.
Now, our military capabilities exist, of course, for a reason. We stand ready to use force under specific lawful circumstances and when there is no peaceful alternative.
I have long argued that we should bring home the vast majority of our combat troops from the wars in Afghanistan and the Middle East and narrowly focus on our mission to deal with al-Qaeda and ISIS in the region.
That was Joe Biden, and before that, Pete Buttigieg. And you can tell they're more open to military intervention, but it's all relative.
Biden and Warren might not agree on everything in foreign policy, but I guarantee you they agree on a lot more than they would agree with Donald Trump on anything.
I asked Dan Dresner what foreign policy questions he'll be watching out for in tonight's debate, like maybe a strategy to combat ISIS or how to handle Iran.
What I'll be looking for from them, to be honest, is an indication that they actually care about the issue and that they care about knowing things.
He says the most dangerous presidents are not the ones who are too hawkish or too dovish, but the ones who are uninformed. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.